Forest Hill Cemetery walking tour. See the map I made for all these steps along this tour. There are about 12 stops you can take. But it's a vast cemetery, so keep walking around and learn about more stones. Stop number one, the Davis Family Stone. The Davis Stone and Burials was originally in the Congregational Cemetery of Holyoke. When that cemetery was moved, the Davis family was placed here. It was moved in 1888. When they came over here, there were three large stones, and along the way, we'll search for all three of the stones. But here's the first one, the Davis. The Congregational Cemetery, we'll see later, has many of its burials elsewhere in this cemetery. Stop number two, James Burr Burial. James William Burr is one of only two Holyoke residents that died due to the American Civil War. He died September 10, 1861, in the District of Columbia. For 10 years, he was buried in East Wilbraham Cemetery in Wilbraham, but in 1871, he was moved here. Stop number three, Andrew Dunn Burial. Andrew Dunn was the first person buried in the Forest Hill Cemetery. His death was May 31st, 1861. At this time, he does not have a gravestone and is not known if he ever did have one. His father is James and his mother is Isabel, both of Ireland. Stop number four, the Tuttle Family Stone. The Tuttle Stone and Burials was originally in the Congregational Cemetery of Holyoke. When that cemetery was moved, the Tuttle family was placed here. Notice that they are with the Root family also, because one of the daughters married a Root. The Tuttle family still has their home on Northampton Street. It's a very large colonial home. Stop number five, the Holden Tomb. There is a Holden Tomb in only two cemeteries of Holyoke. They are at this cemetery and at Calvary. This is no longer used since burials can be performed in the winter months too. The year that it was built is on the structure. Stop number six, Thomas Holman. Thomas Holman is one of only two soldiers from Holyoke that died because of the Civil War that is buried in Holyoke. James Burr is also buried in the cemetery. Thomas was injured in the Second Battle of Bull Run and he was brought into Goshen. He died after a month and was buried here. His family was later buried here. His father is the Reverend Sidney Holman.